Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John, welcome to the show. Welcome to Chicago. How are you today?
Just fine. It's good to speak with you.
You are going to see your, you've probably already seen it, the picture you took of that small child separated from her mother at the border. That is going to be with a picture of the president, as I understand it, on the cover of Time magazine this week.
Yes, that that was released online already, and it's caused quite a stir.
A stir? Why? What's the controversy about that cover?
Well, you know, I think that particular image stirs lots of passions. It's a photograph of a little girl crying, and it's touched a lot of people's hearts. Now, in the case of the Time cover, Time used a cutout of that image and put it on the cover with the president.
It's the picture cut out, the girl separated from her mother, but we see her in this image standing all by herself. The Time cover is red, and there's just this little picture of a little girl separated from the entire scene standing in that red backdrop. And the only other image on the cover beside the word Time and Welcome to America is the picture also cut out of Donald Trump looking down at her. He's very big, very tall, dark suit, blue tie, and there she is in her little T-shirt and pants crying. Welcome to America, the cover of Time.
True. It's a very stark cover. Time magazine did an illustration out of two pictures, and that was part of the concept, I think, that they had. Now, I wasn't involved in the cover, but I think it was a concept to bring a couple issues together for their cover. You know, as a photojournalist, almost any photojournalist would say they would always prefer their photographs to run as they were taken and completely unaltered. But Time magazine had the right and to do their illustration and to illustrate their story.
This is the story of Sandra, age 32, and her two-year-old daughter, Yanela Denise. They were at the border. How is it that you were there? Because it sounds like the media does not have unfettered access at these places. So tell me a little bit about your reporting and mobility down there.
Well, I was actually on an official ride-along with the U.S. Border Patrol. I had been photographing Border Patrol agents that afternoon and evening as they were detaining people who were and chasing, pursuing people who were trying to crossing the border and trying to run away. And also the agents were receiving people that were coming across in rafts, families of asylum seekers who were actually coming and approaching the Border Patrol agents to ask for political asylum. So the Border Patrol has wears various hats down there in their role, both to pursue people and to take them in.
Sandra and Yanela were in a boat, right?
That's right. They were in an inflatable raft that came across the Rio Grande. I watched as numerous rafts came across and brought people to the U.S. side. They then walked up through the woods to a dirt road where Border Patrol agents found them and took their names and collected their personal items, because people aren't allowed to take personal items into detention, so everyone would take off their belts and jewelry, wallets, backpacks, even shoelaces. And so that's part of a process that they have a standard operating procedure for the Border Patrol agents to take people in for initial asylum requests.
John, you made it sound, though, like at this scene, some are seeking asylum and others are regarded as illegal immigrants doing a border crossing. What's the distinction in that place?
Well, the distinction is those who come across the border illegally and try to enter the country perhaps for employment or other reasons, they tend to run away from the Border Patrol, and the Border Patrol goes after them. The asylum seekers, who are mostly from Central America, they come up, they're usually families, they come up and they petition the U.S. government for political asylum. Now, we've seen that that has changed during during the recent zero tolerance policy of President Trump, and that's some of the changes that we're seeing in front of us now.
I understand that, but at that particular point, are some of them saying, I'm here for asylum, and others simply sort of saying, okay, you caught me, I was an illegal alien? I mean, if I were any of them, I'd say, hey, I'm here for asylum. That's a better road.
Well, I think probably individuals that, come up on their own trying to flee, they don't want political asylum. They don't want to be documented at all. That's sort of the difference between undocumented immigrants and asylum seekers. Undocumented immigrants usually enter the country and, try to get in on their own and escape the Border Patrol, whereas asylum seekers, they want very much to be documented because they want their petition to be heard in front of a U.S. immigration court.
This mother and daughter are from Honduras, and they were not seeking asylum, correct? They were simply crossing illegally?
No, they were definitely seeking asylum. They were with a group of women and children that the Border Patrol had come across as they had come up from the shore of the Rio Grande, and they were in turn. Well, I spoke with the mother very briefly. I asked her where she was from, and she told me Honduras, and that she and her daughter, who was age two, had been traveling for a month. And so I spoke very briefly with her before photographing that scene there that that people have seen in this photograph.
Yeah, they had traveled 1,800 miles, almost a month. Walking most of the way, they're on the raft, they get caught, they say we're seeking asylum. Our attorney general said that if you want to seek asylum, you have to go to an official port of entry. I presume this wasn't the correct way to do it. How does that affect their disposition then? If somebody's just crossing in a raft going, I'm here for asylum, but they didn't go to a quote-unquote official port of entry, do we regard them differently in that case?
Well, certainly the U.S. Government does right now. The federal government is requiring asylum seekers to go to ports of entry and try to enter there, whereas many people are still crossing the river or crossing the border in one place or another.
Well, do you think they know?
Requesting asylum apart. Now, a main difference, well, one of the reasons that asylum seekers say that they may not go to a port of entry is that oftentimes the lines to get across can take weeks or more than a month because of the limited capacity of officials on the U.S. side to intake asylum seekers at that port of entry. And so they continue to try crossing in different places along the border.
Do you worry that this image is taken out of context in that, in my understanding again, also John Moore's on a phone line with Getty Images, the special correspondent for Getty, whose picture on the front page of Time magazine this week, at least in part, is the image that's gone viral. This is the face of this crisis, right? It's your picture. Do you worry that it's taken a little out of context, John, in that my understanding is the mother and daughter were, in fact, never separated, that the mother has three other children at home, and that she did not tell her husband that she was leaving with the daughter. He didn't know about their whereabouts until a month later when he sees them on TV. So I wonder if that's fully representative of what we imagine is this sort of situation at the border. You know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you mean. I think that the Time magazine cover with the little girl on the front, it is somewhat representative of the whole issue of zero tolerance policy with the Trump administration. At the time I took that picture, I had no idea whether the little girl and her mother would be separated. And in fact, in the caption, I write that they were taken away in a van for possible separation because actually many kids were being separated from their parents during that time. But I never knew that they were, and I didn't say so.
Yeah.
Now, with the time cover, I think it probably represents more the zero tolerance issue than the family separation, but I think you'd have to ask Time that question.
Well, I think it also just represents the sheer horror for these kids. I think that's what's moving the needle on this. Our hearts are breaking for these children, and what you and I are talking about is a distinction with no difference to those kids. They're horrified. So we have that image.
That's exactly right.
But you know what we don't have much of an image of, John? Can you talk about this? Is the access to the campsites or the detention facilities, the big box stores, whatever, where the kids are, where are the girls? It should seem to me like the likes of you should be able to just pretty much knock on the door and say, I'm going to walk around for a while. Do you have that opportunity at all?
No, well, I have not been back to the border since last week when I took this picture that's had so much attention. But many other members of the media have, and they've had fairly restricted access.
Why?
Now, where are the young girls? I don't know. I have received access to some of the detention centers in the past, but it's very, very restricted at the moment. Of course, we'd all like to see a little more media access to take some of the mystery out of this, but that hasn't been really forthcoming just yet.
Hmm. What can you tell me? So what is your reaction then? I'll pause here, take a quick break, and come back with John Moore. He's that Getty Images correspondent. So what wisdom do you have for us, John, based on your traveling with the Border Patrol? What wisdom do you have for us on the condition of these kids? We've got to do something with them. You know, I don't know what the best case scenario is, and I don't know that this, what we're seeing, is the worst case. What generally should we know based on your experience? In a minute. Just before the break, I said, what would you like all of us to know based on your observations of what's going on down there?
On the border, with people coming across seeking asylum, you know, during my whole coverage over the last 10 years of border issues and immigration issues, it's always been my goal to try and humanize this story because it's often related in terms of statistics, 11 million undocumented immigrants or X number of dollars being spent for a border wall. Really, you know, if we see everyone involved as human beings, I think that as a society, we can probably have a better informed and more compassionate response. With this photograph, I think it touched a lot of people's hearts and stirred a debate on whether zero tolerance policy and at that time also family separations, which has now stopped, thankfully, it stirred a debate on that and brought it to people's attention. And a lot of money has been raised on Facebook campaigns for legal defense for undocumented immigrants, I think more than $18 million. And so I think a lot of good has come from an image that was very personally difficult for me to take as a father. And and I hope it goes well for that mother and little girl. I'm glad that they're together, even if they are, unfortunately, in detention while their case is being heard.
Yeah, here's the good news, kid. You get to be with your mom. Here's the bad news. You're both going to be in a cage. Or maybe it's not a cage.
Exactly.
Last question, though. What can you tell me about the condition, generally speaking? Some of them are in New York, some of them are in Chicago. But what's your thought about the condition in which these people are kept?
Well, I have not been able to see these facilities. I know they're in many different facilities because they're on the border. They simply don't have enough space for all these kids. And so they're being sent out to places around the country. And so I think it probably varies very much. Some of them are initially taken to a detention center in McAllen. Pictures have been released over the last few days, video by the government that shows chain link fences inside. Those facilities, I've been to that one before, are quite sterile and actually a little bit cold, physically cold, especially for immigrants who have traveled from Central America through the heat. Mm-hmm. And are not accustomed to that sort of air conditioning. But it differs very for all the different people involved.
Well, better AC than none at all. John, congratulations.
Exactly.
You know, somebody like you does what you do without much fanfare, and then the moment comes and you have to be perfect, and it looks like you were, sir. Your work's on the cover of Time magazine, and people are going to remember that for a very long time. I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much.
He is a special correspondent for Getty Images. That's John Moore. You'll see his picture on the cover of Time and elsewhere. The news is next. This is WGN.